This is episode 113 of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. How can aging and disability resource centers help nursing home residents? With special guest Melissa Cisneros. The Nursing Home Abuse Podcast is dedicated to providing news and information for families whose loved ones have been injured in a nursing home. Here are your hosts, Georgia attorneys Rob Schenck and Will Smith. Hey out there and welcome. I am Rob Schenck.
And I am William Smith.
And we are hosts for this episode. We're going to be talking about ADRCs, which is short for Aging and Disability Resource Centers, which is a they're nationwide programs. And we're not going to do this ourselves because we are not experts in ADRCs. So we have a special guest all the way from New Mexico. Did you see the several months ago? I don't know if he was a congressman from New Mexico or a legislator from New Mexico, where he was going to get married and had to go to Washington, D.C. for that. For some reason, he was in Washington, D.C. When he handed the driver's license, his New Mexico driver's license, they go, you need a passport. Do you have a passport? And he's like, no, here's my driver's license because I'm in the United States. And she's like, well, we need your passport because you're a foreigner.
Because it was New Mexico?
Yes. You didn't see that?
No.
Okay.
That's somebody who has never left the city that they were born in.
And also what's funny is that, and this is one of those things that you know, if you don't live in that part of the country, you don't know, or you don't live in that state, you don't know, is that that's not uncommon. According to the article, They're like, this is not the first time this has happened to us. And they talk to other New Mexicans who say that happens as well.
Holy. It reminds me of the Mr. Burns on The Simpsons, where he one time commented, he goes, ah, New Mexico. Huh?
Anyway. All right. Well, we have Melissa Cisneros from the New Mexico Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, who's going to be educating us on ADRCs. And Will, can you tell us a little bit about Melissa?
Yeah, sure. Miss Cisneros, she even gave us a pronunciation of that, and I'm still failing it, and I'm sorry, Melissa. Miss Cisneros is currently the New Mexico State Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Prior to that, she ran the New Mexico State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP, and the New Mexico Senior Medicare Patrol, SMP, program for the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Care Services Department. She is a CMS-certified nursing home surveyor and was a CMS-certified master trainer. She has also worked for Adult Protective Services and the American Red Cross and Emergency Services. We met her last year at the Consumer Voice Conference and got to know her, and she has a breadth of knowledge and experience, and so we are happy to have her on the show today.
Melissa, welcome to the show. Check one.
Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Melissa, now, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Well, Melissa, I think we should probably just dive right into this. Not a lot of people are familiar with ADRCs. So can you basically just tell us what an ADRC is, where it comes from, and where someone can access it?
Sure. So an ADRC, or an Aging and Disability Resource Center, it's a federal initiative that was established in the Older Americans Act. And what it is it's a network that's established by each individual state, if they choose to, as part of that state system of long-term care. And its purpose is to provide a coordinated system for older individuals with disabilities, and their caregivers, a place where they can, one, get comprehensive information on the full range of available public and private long-term care programs, options, service providers, and resources within their local community, and any federal or state programs that provide those long-term care services and supports through home and community-based service programs. The second part is they provide person-centered counseling to assist individuals in assessing their existing or anticipated long-term care needs and goals, and developing and implementing a person-centered care plan for long-term care that is consistent with the desires of each individual, and it's designed to meet that individual's specific needs, their goals, and whatever circumstances they're in. The third is to is access for individuals to the full range of publicly supported long-term care services and supports for which they might be eligible. And including, you know, any home and community-based service options. It serves, you know, as that single point of entry for people. And it also provides information and referrals available for individuals who are residing in institutional settings, such as a nursing home, or if they're going to have to go into a nursing home. It provides them the information to try to keep them in the community without having to go into that institutional setting, or the information and for them to be able to return back to the community safely.
Mm-hmm. And so, I keep turning my mic off because there's a leaf blower going on in the background. Yeah. I'm trying to minimize the background noise. But anyway, so Melissa, so where is this information accessed for the person looking for it? Is it through the website? Do you get to write in and you get a pamphlet? How does that work?
You know, it's going to depend on the ADRC and how each state has set it up. So with some ADRCs may go by a different name, such as, for example, in Georgia, their ADRC goes by the Aging and Disability Resource Connection as opposed to Resource Center. So they can, most of the ADRCs will have a 1-800 number, a toll-free number that anybody can call. Some ADRCs, if you access their website, they'll have additional information where you can scroll through and maybe have like a resource directory to be able to say, you know what, I'm in this city and I'm looking for this type of service. Is there anything available? Mm-hmm. And some will have even a web chat feature to be able, if for people who necessarily maybe don't want to call in or have issues with talking on the phone, they can go ahead and use a computer and do a web chat.
Ah, wow. Okay. And so, so each state is different in terms of the level of resource that it is. So tell me about in New Mexico. So somebody that say they wanted to know about, any nursing home within a certain county that accepts Medicare or Medicaid, is that something that they could get help with from the ADRC? And if so, how would they do so in New Mexico?
Absolutely. So within New Mexico, again, New Mexico has all three features. They can either call in that 1-800 number. Mm-hmm. They can also, we have the web chat feature. Mm-hmm. We also have, if they go onto our website, we have a feature where they can just submit information, or an email. And our toll-free number in New Mexico for the Aging and Disability Resource Center is 1-800-432-2080. And so, that's the best option. And so from there, what's nice about ADRCs as opposed to, when you're trying to find resources, especially when something has happened, either a loved one has got sick or they need placement or you need to find something, it can be very overwhelming to try to find those resources in your area, especially for New Mexico. We're a very rural and frontier state. Mm-hmm. So trying to find resources in those areas can be very daunting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they don't know where to start. They don't even know where to look. Mm-hmm. So if you call that main number for any ADRC, no matter what state, they can help with that, so it's not as difficult to find those resources.
In your experience, and this can be just within New Mexico, but in your experience, what are people using the ADRC for the most? What are a couple of the more common inquiries that are received to the ADRC?
Some of the most common ones have to do with Medicare and Medicaid counseling. Mm-hmm. So it's especially when someone is getting to the point where they're turning 65, they're becoming eligible for Medicare. And Medicare can be very confusing of what all the parts mean and everything that they have to sign up for. So it's calling in to get that information of all that information and also how to sign up for it. So we get that a lot as well. We get a lot of information related to signing up for other benefits, such as Medicare savings programs, which are programs to help people who are lower income to help pay for the Medicare costs, or low-income subsidy, or the LIS program, which helps pay for Medicare Part D or the prescription drug costs. People for the SNAP benefits, which are, that used to be called a food stamps, to be able to apply for that information, to apply for Medicaid. So those are a lot of the questions that we get, is a lot of Medicare and Medicaid. But it's also is finding out where can they get a home-delivered meal in their local community. you know, where can they sign up for, or where can they go get a meal at a senior center? So it's all, we get a, it's a range of information.
Right. So that makes sense that, I mean, it's a resource. So what, in your opinion, then, what would be the difference between, say, an ADRC from whatever state and either like CMS's nursing home compare website or the ombudsman programs of a particular state? Like what is the ADRC that's doing that's different, or what ground are they covering that the others are not?
Well, you know, when it comes to ombudsmen are specific to long-term care facilities. So we're, you know, for an ombudsman, we're an advocate in a long-term care facility, which means that's the population that we work with, is residents in those facilities and or their family members or alternative decision makers. So if they ask us questions on some of this information, we can give them referrals. And a lot of times we're referring to the ADRC. Yeah. If they're asking, well, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we're dealing, yes, with residents, but now you have a resident who's now in a nursing home, but their spouse is still living in the community. And now maybe they're living alone because now their spouse is in a nursing home. So they're asking questions of, you know what, I don't have enough food, or I don't have enough money to buy prescriptions. You know, what can I do with that? You know, how can I find information for that? So a lot of times we're referring to the ADRC. When it comes to something such as, you know, Medicare.gov, Nursing Home Compare, or CMS, you know, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a lot of those are, you can go to their website, but to actually speak to someone in person, it is very difficult. And unless, when you go onto those websites, unless you really know what you're looking for, it can be very daunting to try to find what you're looking for. An ADRC can help with all of that. So they can, you know, you can call just that one number and say you have a question related to something that you're trying to find on Medicare.gov or Nursing Home Compare. They can walk you through the steps and help you. They can even contact, say, someone with Social Security if you're having issues with Social Security, because it can be very, again, very confusing, not understanding, not even knowing what the right question are to ask. Someone with the ADRC can help with that. So it's kind of, it's that no wrong door model, just that one place where you can try to get almost all of your questions answered or get referrals to the correct resource without trying to find it all on your own.
So it sounds like, I mean, the potential consumer of the ADRC could be anybody from thinking about our family member, thinking about their loved one going into long-term care. It could be somebody that's already in long-term care. I mean, it runs the gamut. There's resources pretty much for everybody along the...
Individuals not wanting to go to long-term care that want to know where they can get a hot meal or where they can get home resources.
Yeah, it really runs the spectrum of services.
It does. And it's really, you know, it's to try to help people to remain in their community as much as possible, to keep them as independent as possible.
Yeah, it seemed like that is the overwhelming I don't know how would say it. It's like the theme of a lot of these organizations is that the number one thing we want to do is make sure that people stay in their home for as long as possible, because that seems, from a health standpoint, from a psychological standpoint, the best thing for each person.
Yeah. You know, the whole point is not only to improve their quality of care, but to improve their quality of life. And that is correct. It's to try to keep, you know, people as, you know, and us as ombudsman, our whole purpose is to ensure that for residents, you know, in long-term care facilities, that they continue to have those, you know, those residents' rights, the same rights that you have when you're at home. You don't lose them when you go into a facility. When it comes to ADRC, it's that same thing. It's help keeping them in their home, keeping them not just there, but also safely, and helping them keep that dignity and that good quality of life.
Melissa, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, because this is not something we talked about necessarily, but can you think of some obstacles that you guys are facing, or some hurdles that you're trying to overcome, or what the biggest problems are? You know, it could be getting the word out there. It could be something as simple as, you know, logistics. I don't know. Can you talk about that, though, as far as like what obstacles you're facing on getting this program running or in running the program itself?
Well, I mean, one of the obstacles that we always face, for one, is getting information out there. So, you know, we have a huge, you know, an outreach program that we do where we go out and we do presentations in the community, you know, at nursing homes, at assisted livings, at senior centers, you know, anywhere that people can be referring to us. Another obstacle, you know, and for a lot of places is resources, having enough resources to meet the demand of, you know, of the kind of call that we're getting in so that people aren't having to wait a long time to speak to someone. You know, another obstacle sometimes is family members. For us, you know, as ombudsmen, we're resident advocates. So we advocate on behalf of what the resident wants. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that can be difficult. And even when a resident's calling the ADRC can be difficult because family members or maybe children want something different than what the resident wants.
Yeah.
Or what the consumer wants. You know, they're wanting to make decisions for mom or dad, you know, because they're getting older and they don't think that they're making the right decisions. Well, our job is to advocate for what the resident wants, whether we agree with them or not, or what the consumer wants. It's not what the family member wants. So it's sometimes dealing with those family dynamics, which can be very difficult.
You know, this is something we had just talked about with another podcast guest, Bethany Brown, who works with Human Rights Watch on behalf of the elderly. And it's this issue of, you know, family members can be a problem sometimes. They really can. You know, you get in a position where you have to take care of your mom and or your dad or your loved one, and all of a sudden you somehow regress them to a childish position, and you put yourself in an authoritarian one. And I see this all the time. You have family members when simple things like, well, I don't want mama smoking anymore. Well, you know, she's an adult. She has rights. She's clearly over the age of 18 and has been since Truman was in office. So if she wants to smoke, she can smoke.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's a difficult battle, and I think a lot of people don't realize. Family members, you hit the nail on the head with that, can be part of the problem.
You know, another thing that we run into a lot too is with, you know, POAs. You know, people who have been designated as a POA. And
just
kind
for
of
our listeners, we're talking about power of attorney.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, power of attorney. And so people a lot of times will say, well, I'm her POA. Yes, but she can still make her own decisions. So as far as we're concerned, that POA doesn't mean anything to us.
It's not a guardianship. Although
exactly,
even the guardianships are a huge problem because the guardianship is what the person with the PO thinks that they have, the POA thinks that they have. A guardianship gives them absolute power over somebody.
At least in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, well, it's definitely in the state of Georgia, but I think it's also a national problem.
It definitely is.
Yeah, it is, and it's a shame. It's just another way that rights get chipped away by the elderly, and I think that, like, actually Bethany and I were talking about this as well, the mere act of going into a facility starts to chip away at your rights because you know, you're a grown woman who's been independent all of her life and you're 85 years old. And now you have somebody who is telling you, this is what time we get up. This is what you'll have for breakfast. So it's always more ideal to help people stay in the homes. And I know that part of what the multitude of things that the ADRC can do is offer those alternatives, or at least give a direction on where to go to find that support.
Yes, and that's definitely what ADRCs can do. It can help people stay as independent as possible.
Which is always...
And let them know what resources are available.
Yeah, which is always the ultimate desire, is if you can stay at home or avoid a facility, do so.
Yes, and so what it also helps is it helps to keep people or to teach people how to be their own advocates, how to speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's not, they're not going to have to rely on someone else. They can get the information. And that's even with our program. You know, as an ombudsman, our first goal is to empower residents to be their own advocate. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I think that's what a lot of the ADRC is. It's empowering people to be able to be independent.
Melissa, is there any, is there anything else that you would want to say about ADRCs for the
that
for
you
the,
wanted to bring
that
up?
That you might want to bring up.
Yeah.
No, I think we covered everything. I mean, I think everyone should know that, you know, ADRCs are not just for the elderly. You know, they're also for people with disabilities of all ages. And, you know, they're about also, you know, caregivers, not just in New Mexico, but nationally, you know, you have a lot of people who are, we call them unpaid caregivers. You know, they're usually family members that are not only working full time a lot of times, but also having to care for a family member, which can be very overwhelming, very frustrating. And so that they know that there are resources out there that can help them, that they can contact on behalf of that family member, whoever that they are maybe caregiving for, you know, whether it be through an Alzheimer's Association, you know, to help them get into a support group, you know, if they need resources related to that, or maybe resources, you know, some Alzheimer's associations or groups can help with training. You know, there's a lot of resources out there. It's not just for the elderly, or and it's not just for the people who are disabled, but also for their support system for them. And so it, instead of trying to sit there and, you know, and most places don't have a phone book anymore, but to sit there, okay, I need home health, and having to sit there and try to find information, or I need a hospice, or how do I apply for Medicaid? How do I get food stamps? You know, how to, instead of trying to figure that all out on their own, which can, again, be very overwhelming, very daunting, and very frustrating, they can contact an ADRC. And that ADRC is that no wrong door model. From there, they can find out, okay, I want to know how to report someone to Adult Protective Services. They can give them that information. You know, I want to talk to an ombudsman because my mom's in a nursing home. They can funnel them, you know, refer them to us. So it's, if there's only going to be one number, one place that they find, it should be an ADRC. Because from that ADRC, they can refer them and get the information for them instead of them trying to find it on their own.
It really is a one-stop shop. And I'm very glad that you pointed out, and I, we tend to focus on the elderly because that's the majority of our clients. But as somebody with a disabled mother, disability is a huge issue as well. I mean, these ADRCs are also for those with disabilities.
Correct.
And those who support them, you know, so I appreciate you pointing that out, but it really is a one-stop shop. It is a centralized location for people to go. And we're going to try to help get the word out there about the one we have here in Georgia.
Right. And so, and Melissa, can you give us that 1-800 number for the New Mexico ADRC again?
Absolutely. So it's 1-800-432-2080.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have that up on the screen. And for anybody interested in the Georgia ADRC, the ADRC here in Georgia, the phone number for that is 404-656-1705. Or you can email the rep here, Karen Nelson, at karen.nelson@dhs.ga.gov. And I think we're going to have to. Yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I also have the toll-free number for the Georgia ADRC.
Oh, please.
Give us a toll-free one. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so that number is 1-866-552-4464. And online, they can always just go to georgiaadrc.com.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, we Melissa, we really appreciate you coming on here. It was great meeting you and getting to know you at the conference. Is that something that you go to every year?
Yes, we do. And it was such a pleasure meeting you guys.
Okay. Well, we will definitely see you next year. Hopefully, it's in another good location. It was the year before that in Arlington, and then it's been now in Alexandria. I don't know if they're going down the alphabet of Virginia. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Awesome. Well, all right. You so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
ADRCs, enough said.
I'm so happy to learn more about these programs because this really is, you know, a catch-all place to send a lot of people who call us and have issues that we can't help them with.
That's right.
It sounds like they can literally point them in the right direction on any issue that, that they may have.
That's right. That no wrong door policy is pretty cool. Like, so they won't be refused.
Yeah.
You know, today, as this goes to air, it's April 8th. Okay. And as we all know, it's National Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. So I was actually thinking about us both drawing one very quickly, like 10 seconds, drawing one. And then having Gene put it up on the screen.
Yeah.
And people can vote on who drew the best bird.
Mm.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. Hang on. We're timing this.
All right, sorry.
Okay, so we're going to do a 10 second.
Yeah.
We're going to do 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me get my timer. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go. Time.
Okay.
All right. So this is, put your name on it.
Okay. And what I want people to notice about this is that I attempted to draw the eagle, symbol of the United States.
That is definitely some type of Harry Potter bat. Type.
And all you have drawn is some cutesy, funny little duck.
But a duck is a bird.
So one of us cares about this country, and the other one is a jokester.
Is a jokester. At any rate, we'll have that. We'll have Gene flash it up on the screen. But
yeah, that's super important.
With that artistic endeavor out of the way, that's going to conclude this episode of the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. There are two ways to consume each and every episode. The first way is to listen to it. You can listen to us by downloading the podcast on wherever you get your podcast from, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Pod Puppies, wherever. Or you can watch. And in this instance, you can see the different bird drawings here. But you can watch us on our website, which is nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. Or you can check us out on YouTube. And with that, we will see you next time.
See you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Nursing Home Abuse Podcast. Nothing said on this podcast, either by the host or the guest, should be construed as legal advice, nor is intended to create an attorney-client relationship between the host or their guest and the listener. New episodes are available every Monday on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite podcast app, as well as on YouTube and our website, nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. Again, that's nursinghomeabusepodcast.com. See you next time.